This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks for listening. As you're listening to the show, if you're at home, you're probably in a colonial or a ranch or a split level or some sort of traditional home that is nothing like the one my next guest wants to sell you. His name is Brian Dominick. He is from Sotheby's International Realty in the Adirondack Mountains of upstate New York, where he wants to sell you a converted Cold War missile silo. You heard me right. A missile silo left over from the days when we had them all over the place, aimed at the then Soviet Union and other places on the planet. It has been converted into a home, and Brian joins me now. Welcome to America Weekend.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Who owned this? Was it the U.S. government, and then they sold it off to somebody else, and now you have your hands on it as the realtor?
You are correct. Actually, the U.S. government, and specifically the United States Air Force.
Okay. So who is the person responsible for turning the inside of it into a home? And first of all, before you answer that, what is inside it?
Well, believe it or not, the 3,200 square feet of living space that has been completed was done in the last 15 years by an architect from Australia. His name is Michael Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes here several times a year from Australia, and he tinkers on the property. His first goal was to do the launch control centers, which is the two levels that are about 40 feet deep, and that's where the crew used to do their work, and they would also do their rest and relaxation in that area. That's where the actual console is to control a nuclear weapon.
Is the console still there?
He does have it, and if you check out our website, you'll see the photos with the console that he saved and salvaged and brought back. It actually sits about 12 feet from his bed, which is kind of cool.
I have looked at some of the pictures online, and it looks like he's got some Cold War era furniture in there, or could best describe it as what the people who lived in the 70s and 80s used to be told was futuristic furniture. And now here we are in the 21st century ourselves, and it actually looks a little bit old fashioned. Is that his stuff, and would it convey to the next owner?
Yes, everything that you see would be sold with the property, to include some of the machinery and also, as you saw and said, the furnishings. He just doesn't want to have to bring them all the way back to Australia.
How do you get down 40 feet? Is there an elevator?
There is two sets of stairs, and that allows you to go into the launch control center. Then you would horizontally move about 40 feet through a tube, a 7 or 8 foot diameter tube, and then that would allow you to enter the main silo. The main silo itself is approximately 185 feet deep into the ground and about 54 feet in diameter. That's actually where they stored the missile itself, and there's two huge heavy cement doors on the very top that would open up like a bifold, and they would actually elevate the missile to above ground. They wouldn't actually fire it from within the 185 feet silo. They actually move it up, elevate it up to the ground level, and then they would fire the missile off from there.
I assume the missile's not there anymore.
No, you're right.
Okay,
they're
so
long gone.
What's in that 185-foot deep hole?
Right now, they still have the original steel framing system that they used. It's 8 levels, and each level would have its purpose. So one level would basically store certain electrical parts, and some of them would be air conditioning systems, heating systems, just like what you would see with the space shuttle.
Uh-huh.
Underground, 185 feet deep, you have the same framing system that they would use around the space shuttle, around this missile.
All right, so you mentioned this Australian, Michael Alexander, who has owned the place, and this is his stuff that's in there. Has he lived there for any extended period of time?
That's just basically his vacation home. So he comes to New York, the Adirondacks. He flies in, and he spends approximately 2 weeks to a month each time he's here, and that's about twice a year.
Okay, I'm trying to picture what this would be like to live in if you're above ground. What part of it is above ground? What would people see if they were in the neighborhood?
You actually, this is the only home that I know of in the United States that curb appeal is not in effect. Meaning, when you drive in, it's just a regular old military road, and the gate is still there. So you would just go through the gate, and you would see absolutely nothing above ground except a little cement bunker. And what that bunker is just a small, I mean, it looks like a closet just sticking out of the yard for no reason whatsoever. That's actually just a cement bunker over the stairway and the door to go down into the launch control center.
So that's how you would get into your house every day when you came home from work. You'd pull up to the cement bunker and walk down.
Correct.
And you certainly would be getting your exercise doing the 40 feet down and the 40 feet up at least once a day. So does that mean there are no neighbors?
Actually, there is not any neighbors. This is an 8.3-acre parcel, and then surrounded around him is private forest, meaning somebody owns the 200-plus acres around that person, and they just use it for forest products. Every once in a while, they'll go in and clear some trees out. But that's it, and you've got some beautiful views of the Adirondacks around the area.
Yeah, but you have to come up the 40 steps to do that.
Although the two bifold doors that would cover the missile itself, he has done some extensive repair on those, and he has been able to open those doors. So you got about a 20 by 20 foot opening, actually maybe a 20 by 40 foot opening, and those doors are open. So you're inside the missile silo. You can see directly out into the sky.
Wow. All right. Now, I'm curious, if I were the buyer, these are the questions I'd be asking you, Brian. Electricity, TV, internet. Am I going to have access to all three of those all the time, or do I have to buy my own generator and put up my own dish?
Nope. He has three-phase electric to the property, which is a very nice option to have in case you wanted to do anything with the silo on the electrical side. If you need to draw a big load of electricity, that's there. It's in place three-phase. He has telephone wired through the living launch control center, the living area, and he also has cable TV and satellite.
But I'm guessing that 40 feet underground, my cell phone isn't going to work.
You're right, yeah. Cell phone, you'd have to step above ground.
And I'd have to set up my own Wi-Fi down there. Okay. This guy who owns it, how long has he owned it? And tell me about the value of this thing. I mean, when he first bought it and now, what were the prices like?
Well, they have gone up greatly, and that's just because, in my opinion, the internet has really made projects like these much more accessible to the world population. So you've got a bigger pool of buyers. When he bought the property back in the mid-90s, the internet was out there, but nobody was buying real estate like they were today, or they didn't have the information. So
yeah.
Information is so much more accessible that I think it drives the pool of buyers to a much bigger size pool. And that would also, since 9/11, 2001, prices in the Adirondacks have gone up quite a bit as well, just because of the safety and the vicinity of New York City. We're only 4 to 5 hour drive from New York City, depending on traffic, and we're probably about an hour and a half to Montreal. So the prices have gone up quite a bit. I don't know what he paid for it exactly, but the price we're asking today is $750,000, and I want to say he probably paid under $200,000 for it when he bought it back in the mid-90s.
Have anybody made an offer yet?
No, we just put it on the market just short of 2 weeks ago, and we have somebody flying in from Virginia at the end of the month.
Fascinating. And there are other silos around the country, I know, but unique means one of a kind. This wouldn't qualify necessarily as unique, but certainly as unusual. And I appreciate you coming on to tell us about it, Brian. Thanks for your time today.
You're welcome. Have a great day, and it was a pleasure talking with you.
Brian Dominick from Sotheby's International Realty. You want to buy a nuclear missile silo that could be your new home? He's the guy to talk to in the Adirondack Mountains of upstate New York. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Networks. Paul!